Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Crunch time! Crunch time! You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Crunch time! Crunch time!
All right, welcome to Crunch Time. That's right, it is Wednesday night. It is hump day. That means it is Crunch Time with Tim Grunhardt and Frank Bohl. And once again, we are lucky enough to be at a CBD American Shaman store right here in the Metro. Before Frank tells you where the store is, that's our tradition. Frank is like the Santa Claus of CBD, letting you know where you could come in and get great deals, good t-shirts, get all kinds of great stuff. But remember, anywhere in the Metro that you can hear us, anywhere. I don't care if you're in Leavenworth. I don't care if you're in Blue Springs, Lee Summit, up Northland, anywhere.
Lawrence City.
You can get 30% off also. So go on in and get some great CBD products from American Shaman, the leader of CBD products here in Kansas City. The leader of CBD products in the whole country, one of the Hemp Council people, one of the best groups around, and it's made right here in Kansas City. And Frank Bohl, the godfather of sports now / godfather of CBD, where are we?
We're at 1412 South 7 Highway in beautiful Blue Springs, Missouri. One of those places. 64014. Just punch it in, CBD American Shaman, 1412 South 7 Highway in Blue Springs.
That's right, guys. If you have any aches, pains, chronic pain, don't. I'm telling you, guys, you got to come in. You got to try these products. The anti-inflammatory cream, you rub it on your shoulders, your elbows, your knees. All that stuff just gets into your system and makes you feel so, so good. It really works. Give it a shot. It's a 100% guaranteed product. You could buy a great anti-inflammatory cream. You could buy some tinctures. You could buy some of the hand lotion. Whatever you buy, if you don't like it, you bring it back empty jar and say, you know what, didn't work for me. And they'll say, here's your money back. But I just about guarantee that you will never, ever bring it back because it works that well. Frank, I know that you do a CBD and me. You.
CBD and you.
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 You and me.
You.
Just you.
You.
You do CBD and you, and you have so many great guests on to talk about this wonderful product. You've had NFL legends on, and I know you have the owner, Vince Saunders, on all the time, an unbelievable man who is – his foresight and his putting his nose to the grindstone and putting together this company right here in Kansas City. He's done an unbelievable job.
The place is incredible.
Yeah.
I was just down there last night.
Oh.
I went down to the warehouse first time.
Is that first time ever?
Oh, I was just blown away.
It's amazing.
My gosh.
I wish we could do tours. Hey, eventually, American Shaman will be so large in Kansas City that they'll have their own place you can go in, factory, you can go through it and see the products being made. Wonderful people there. Frank, great stuff. We're glad that they're our sponsor.
Yeah, we are. CBD American Shaman, great place. Remember, CBD and you, every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., we have great guests on. We talked to Vince Saunders, who's the owner and founder. We talked to Dr. Jesse Lopez. We're going to talk to a guy you know, Dr. Bob Kaufman, a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to Dr. Bob a little bit. And we have this week, we have Randy Cross on, the former San Francisco 49er great and CBS broadcaster, Randy Cross. He joins us, and he just swears by CBD American Shaman. And again, like you and I and so many other people, there are so many skeptics out there that it's just, until you try it, folks, as I always say, you don't have anything to lose but the pain or the anxiety or whatever it is that is bothering you. You go in and talk to the great people at CBD American Shaman. They all know the products inside out and exactly you give them what you want helped, and they will give you a product to help you.
Absolutely. You know what? There are a lot of skeptics out there.
Oh, yeah. And I don't blame you.
That's okay.
One, I was one, too.
That's okay. There's a lot of skeptics out there about the Kansas City Chiefs defense. I'm looking at one. But, other, you know, and
really?
They're wrong.
There's only you and
they
I.
They were
the
wrong.
Room, Tim.
They make, you know, they're skeptics. And
I agree.
No, hey, listen.
I agree.
Unbelievable. Hey, listen, first of all, you know, they pay us to talk about CBD, American Shaman, CBD products. They also pay us to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, and it is a pleasure to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs today as they come off with a great victory over a really good football team at home, really kind of with one arm tied behind their back. And, you know, Matt Moore, God bless him. Matt Moore reminds me of us, Frank. He's just an old guy. He doesn't, you know, he wants to be seen, doesn't care that his hair is out of place, but, you know, he doesn't. Back when we were younger, we'd have our hair all combed back and, you know, trying to look all slick. Now we walk in here and my hair is standing straight up.
We had hair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's just a guy that just goes out and does his business. Congratulations to him. But a very, very entertaining game by the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought defensively that we have to start there. This team is starting to play smart fundamentally. They're starting to play sound. They're starting to rally around the football. I thought the scheme this week to stop the great running back from the Vikings, I've drawn a blank on his name right now. Huh? Dalvin Cook was a great scheme, and they basically said, hey, listen, we're going to put eight guys in the box, and we're, you know, and at times seven guys in the box, but we're going to be gap sound. And they did a really good job. If you go back and watch the film, if any of you guys are interested in doing that, if you go, you know, to your favorite website and check out how this defense played against Dalvin Cook, you watch how the outside linebacker basically walked up on the line of scrimmage, and he was in charge basically of the cutback. And all the defensive linemen slanted. They slanted hard. They slanted physical. And they slanted like they knew what the hell they were doing. And they got in the gaps, and they really played well. And because they were doing that, the offensive lineman could not get to the second level. And that was as good of a performance by the linebackers that I've seen all year from the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe in 2 years, because those guys were coming downhill. They were playing physical. They knew where they were going, and they got there with anger in their heart. Great job by the linebackers. And then the secondary, listen, they've just been consistent. You know, Thornhill and the Honey Badger and the corners are playing. They're playing well. They're playing good enough where now all of a sudden you could see that the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs feels very comfortable bringing a little bit of pressure, bringing, you know, six guys, sometimes maybe even seven guys, because he knows those guys back there could play. So this defense, hey, listen, it might just be a blip on the radar. And they may come back down to reality, but what I've seen is this team has gotten better and better and better. And going back to the Denver Bronco week when I came out and said, you know, there's some – actually, going back to – who did they play right before Denver? I think it was it the – oh, gosh, I can't remember. It was the team that ran the ball right down their throat. It might have been the Colts.
It was
or
the Colts.
Texans. It was the Colts or the Texans. You know, we can't remember that, but that's why we take our CBD products so we can get through the day. I said, hey, listen, they're just not doing some of the little things correctly. The scheme is starting to come around, but they're just not quite there yet. And they got in the Denver Bronco game, they did a little bit better. They got into the game against Green Bay, and they did a little bit better. And this week, it all kind of came together. And let's hope that this defense can continue to play the way they are, inspired, fundamentally sound, and with a lot of emotion.
Yeah, they really are. It's they're really getting it done. They push up fronts way better. Remember, Derek Nnadi didn't even play until Chris Jones got hurt.
Derek Nnadi, people were calling for his head after the first couple games. He did play.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And then until Chris Jones got hurt again, then they put him back out on the field.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he's, you know, I think he got the message. He's just not getting it done. You know, he's playing great. Secondary's playing great. Linebackers still leave a little.
In coverage.
Coverage
yes,
is still
yes, yes.
a situation. But here's what you have to remember. They just beat two teams back-to-back without, like, six of their starters, if you look at both sides of the line of scrimmage, including their MVP quarterback. They've beaten two teams that are going to be in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just looking at two really good football teams. They almost beat Green Bay.
Right.
But you put Matt Moore up against an Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to pull one out of his rear end like he does when he threw that touchdown pass, whether he was really throwing it away or whether he was really looking for that wide receiver to make that catch in the back of the end zone. To everybody else, it looked like he was throwing it away. But and then you turn around and you beat this football team who's going to come in here and just try to run the football and establish itself. And what you did against these last two teams to win one and lose one of these games has been absolutely terrific. And this season, you look at this team, they stand 6-3 right now. They have lost what amounts to 31 games for injuries to starters. Yeah. 31 games where you have a starter who hasn't been able to play for this football team. And to me, to be 6-3 right here with the schedule they've faced is incredible what they're doing. It has a lot to do with the coaching. A lot to do.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and I think Andy Reid has been able to keep this staff kind of focused. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of times, and I've been on staffs that, you know, you start losing a couple games and people start second-guessing the guy in charge or second-guessing the guy in the other room, whether it's offense second-guess the defense or defense second-guess the offense. Andy Reid was able to keep these guys kind of settled down. That's why he's a veteran coach and he hires veteran people so they don't kind of turn on each other. You see that happening a little bit in Cleveland with a bunch of younger guys that are kind of turning on each other, one on the one side, one on the other side. And that could easily happen, but not with the Andy Reid coached team. Hey, listen, this was an entertaining game. At halftime, it was 10-10. It really a fun game to watch. And then just think about it, Frank. It was 23-23 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. How many times, and the Vikings had the ball, how many times have we seen where the defense at that point gives up a couple first downs, you know, gives up a big run, they start running it down their throat, and they go down, they kick a field goal, they go and score, and the Kansas City Chiefs lose. We've seen that a bunch over the last 5 or 6 years. So I'm watching, and I'm saying, okay, I'm getting my notes out. I am going to take notes on each play that happens from this point forward on the defensive side. Very first play, really good protection by the Vikings. Got to give them credit. Good protection. The ball is tipped by Saunders. A rookie out of Western Illinois gets his big paw up and knocks the ball down. It's second down and 10. All right, right after that, Jones does an unbelievable job of – actually, there was a throwback kind of another pass where Cousins kind of was rolling out and trying to throw back, and there was pressure on him, and he couldn't follow through the ball. It was threw a little bit short. Now it's third down and 10. And you're thinking, well, why haven't they run the ball very consistently? Well, because they didn't run the ball very – I mean, why didn't they run the ball in this drive? Because they haven't run the ball very consistently, so you might as well give it a shot with a pass. And then the last play, Jones' pressure sack knocks down, you know, the guy in front of him and into the quarterback for a sack, and it's just a huge, huge play for Jones and the Kansas City Chiefs defense, and they get him off the field. And then the Chiefs go down, they get the ball – you know, the Chiefs give up a sack right away, which mm-hmm. is not a good thing, obviously. And then there's a huge play to the tight end. You know, a huge play to the tight end, huge play to Kelsey. And then Tyreek makes a huge catch. And then there's another kind of a sack-looking thing that happens, which you just can't have happen. We'll talk about that with the good, the bad, and the ugly. But then Butker kicks another field goal and wins a game of 44 yards. And, you know, congratulations to the Chiefs. That is not the script that the Kansas City Chiefs have followed over the last 4 or 5 years. The Chiefs in those kind of situations, especially with a team that likes to run the ball, have struggled, and they didn't in that game. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, they really did. Did a good job using the people they've got. The people they've got, you know, got to give Brett Veach credit here. He's backed up these starters with some pretty good players who have come through for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is what you need. It's football. It's a game of attrition. Guys are going to get hurt. You got to make sure you have people backing them up that can get the job done, and they have. And it's a big game for Butker, too. You talk about a kicker. There's a guy that's now kicked a 54-yard field goal, which is the longest of the year. He was the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, and to just get his confidence back a little bit.
Cause he was struggling a little bit, yeah.
People were starting to talk about him a little bit. Hey, he's overpaid, and what are we getting for this guy? Mm-hmm. And to kick an arrowhead where that wind swirls like that, that's a great confidence builder for him.
That's absolutely huge. All right, Frank, should we go to the good, the bad, and the ugly? Let's go to the good. If you look at the good, obviously, you know, it pains me to say, because you know how I feel about kickers. But it pains me to say, but Butker's kicks, those two clutch kicks, 150-plus, 144-plus for, you know, the tie and then the win. Congratulations. Great job. You know, we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, you got to give credit. You know, those are clutch kicks. Those are tough kicks. You know, that's all it takes is, you know, first of all, let's also give some credit to the snapper. Nobody ever gives credit to that
guy.
No,
we're not going to give any credit to James Winchester.
Yeah, and then you got to give a little credit to the holder.
No, not Colquitt.
You got to give credit to the holder. And then you got to give credit, obviously, to the kicker, the The whole machine of the snap, the hold, the kick worked very well. Congratulations to them. I'm also going to say in the good, listen, this was the best that I've seen the wide receivers for the Kansas City Chiefs play, I believe, all season long. You know, Tyreek Hill just does amazing things to catch the football. You just throw the ball up. You can't call 50-50 balls anymore. It's got to be 75-25 because he just gets 25% more effort than everybody else going after that ball. And then double coverage goes up over the top of people consistently. It makes plays. Not only that, but then he falls, doesn't fall down. He falls for yardage, falls for touchdowns. And it's just amazing to watch this kid play. You know, he's just out there having fun, playing hard, you know, playing faster than everybody else. Now, repeat, he's playing faster than everybody else. And when you do that in the NFL, when you're out there and you're giving more effort and you care more about getting the ball and you care more about making the play than the guy next to you, and that guy may care 100% to make the play, but he's caring 110%. He's just playing faster than everybody else. And then, you know, that Watkins played very, very well. There was a couple passes that I thought that he made in some clutch situations where he had to fall backwards and make a catch, and I thought he played very well. And then Kelce, for some odd known reason, they decided they weren't going to double-team Kelce. They were going to maybe double-team Tyreek Hill, which you saw a lot of times. Tyreek Hill was making plays under double-team situations. And, you know, you can't double-team everybody, but Kelce was open a bunch and made some nice catches, including that key catch on the last drive to put them in a position where they could kick a field goal and win the game. Congratulations to the wide receivers. They played really well, too. The bad is, obviously, you can't take those sacks. You just can't take those sacks. You know, you get in a situation where, you know, Moore gets sacked, and now you got to kick a 54-yard field goal to tie the game when you're in the red zone and you basically got knocked out of it with a sack. And once again, it goes back on the offensive line. You got to play better. The offensive line in some of those key situations let up some pressure, and number 75's got to pick his game up, man, because if he doesn't, you know, there's some good defensive ends coming up the chute here, and he's got to get it going. And he's been struggling big time, especially in pass rush situations. But congratulations to the team for still getting through those things. But you can't take those sacks. You know, and then at the very end of the game, fumbles the ball. And almost
lucky to get that
ball
back.
Gosh, Frank, I was dying. You know, it's funny because CJ had to leave. He had to go back to work. And he called me, and he thought, you know, he had the app going, and the app went out. And he called me, what's going on? So I did the play-by-play for him. And you should have heard me say, he just fumbled the ball. I can't believe it. Oh, we got it. And then we won the game. He said it was pretty cool, a little father-son bonding situation there. But that was really good. So now the continuous struggling of Hardman in the return game is just, catching the ball inside the 10-yard line instead of letting it go. And then there's times when he'll take the ball in
6 yards deep,
deep in the end zone and run it out. And then he's fumbling, and you know, listen, I know he's trying to make a play. I understand that. But those kind of situations where you don't catch the ball on the 15-yard line and it rolls to the 5 or the 1, and then you catch the ball inside the 10-yard line where you should let that roll, I mean, those are situational decisions that you have to be smart and you have to make those decisions correctly, and he's just not making those decisions right now very well. And then you fumble the ball. I don't know how many he's got now, or two or three fumbles this year, you know, both times coming out of half, which is a momentum killer.
He almost fumbled another one, didn't quite get knocked out of his hands, but he almost fumbled one more.
You're exactly right. So, you know, I'm rooting for the young man. I love the speed he has, and he does run with conviction. But, man, oh, man, make better decisions and hold on to that damn ball. Frank, you're up.
I got you, buddy. You worry about that a little bit, his fumbling. I do think before the season's over, and I think Seren and I've talked about this, is he's going to bring one back. I don't think there's any doubt about it. With that speed and the way he runs with that determination, he does have to learn to control that ball. And really, when he brings it out of the end zone like that, Dave Tobe has told him it's okay. Okay, I'm sorry, but he has. He's told him because they're coaching him every day. And he says, hey, you see something, you feel something, the way you're bringing the ball back or whatever, you know, take it out. I wouldn't. You're 7 yards deep in the end zone. I'd just get out to 25 and go from there. But I think Dave Tobe knows also he's on the brink of breaking a big one and going for a touchdown. Two of the things from this game that will always stand out in my mind is I'm a defensive coordinator, okay, for Tennessee Titans or for Oakland or, I'm sorry, Chargers or Oakland, anybody else moving
down the road.
New England,
down
any the road. Of them. I see Damian Williams take off. He's sprinting downfield as fast as he can go. He breaks into the clear. He's running as hard as he go, and Tyreek Hill rolls up like he's in a Ferrari, rolls down the window. Says, "Hey, you all right over there? You sure? All right, okay." I mean, that was such an illustration of his speed. Oh. It was, and your defense coordinator,
Williams runs a legit 4.3. I mean,
five,
it was a little banged
4-4.
Up.
4-4. Yeah. Well, he's been hurt too, but he came up alongside him like he was standing still. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was.
That, and then, now we'll go back to Dave Tobe again. Smartest thing he did, you put Tyreek Hill deep.
Yeah.
So what does Britton Colquitt do? Number one, he kicks first one out of bounds. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
Kicked a pretty good ball. Second time he's back there.
Shake!
27 yards. Their first down. Now it's CNC first down on
like the 45.
On their 45-yard line.
Yeah.
Which is just – that's mind-blowing.
That's how you want to start the drive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because you're almost in field goal range already.
Right.
So, to me, they're the two things that really stand out for me. And I think defense is playing better. Corners, I was all over Treverius Ward earlier in the season. Everybody was. Never got turned around. All of a sudden now he gets his head turned around. He knows where the football is going. You can see everybody on defense feels a lot more comfortable about what they're doing. And they're starting to get healthy. Frank Clark back in practice. Kendall Fuller back in practice.
I like the way Passanio plays. I know he's
too.
Raw. I know you'd love
him. That's my Villanova guy.
B for Villanova.
That's right.
B for victory.
B but for blue. Go ahead.
He just wanted to keep going. You like that.
Right.
No, but you're right. I mean, I thought Petro's like, oh, I don't know.
No, listen, I like him.
I thought he did some good things, and I thought at times he was devastating in
the
pass
rush.
They
couldn't handle him.
They couldn't.
Up front. They really couldn't handle him. He's so big and strong. Now, he doesn't have the greatest moves in the world.
No.
Swim move to get past people.
No.
But he really disrupts the offense up front. There's no doubt about
that.
He's
like 6'10". I mean, that length
is a monster.
It's amazing.
He's a monster. Between he and Chris Jones standing side by side, their wingspan alone is like a 747. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But, defense is playing better. Looks like Patrick Mahomes, according to Andy Reid today, will take snaps. He will take reps today.
I will talk about that. We need to discuss that. Maybe we'll do that in the last segment because I know we got a bunch of sound we want to play. But in the last segment, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Patrick Mahomes thing and what you think. I can't ask you now.
All right,
but you know, listen, maybe Patrick Mahomes has been putting some of this CBD American Shaman anti-inflammatory cream on his knee, and that's why he's able to play so quickly.
And his ankle.
Maybe just taking a bath and some tincture or something. But he looks like he's ready to go. And you guys could be ready to go, too. If you got any aches, pains, any chronic pain, any issues that you want to deal with, guys, go into a CBD American Shaman. I know you've driven by one. I know you have. And you said, what is that store? What is that shaman place? What is this CBD stuff? You're not alone. There's a lot of people out there that are not quite sure. Do not be intimidated. Go on in. The people that work in there are awesome. They'll help you out. You stop in and say, hey, I know nothing about CBD American Shaman or CBD products. Can you help me out? And they'll help you out. Colonel Clink will be there to help you out. That was Sergeant Schultz? I know nothing.
I see nothing.
That's the way I was when I first walked into a CBD American Shaman store. And now I know everything. Well, not everything. Frank knows everything because he's CBD and you guy. So, stop in there. Do not be intimidated, Frank. People sometimes they drop by and like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Plus, I think people get they get the bad idea about this. They hear CBD and they think it's marijuana.
Yeah,
they think it's THC loaded. It is not. It is 0.3%.
You'd be so lucky.
Yeah, That's coming, by the way. 0.3% or less of.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's funny you bring that up.
Yes.
It was just a huge deal on Fox News or CNN or whatever where they had to burn a huge field of hemp because the THC level got too high.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw
that.
It was like 100 acres of which is worth a ton of money. But they test this stuff and from like the beginning of that seed all the way through. And if it gets to a certain point, they got to cut it down. If it doesn't, they burn it up. So you could trust. But you got to trust the people that are in the hemp committee and the hemp council, and that's CBD American Shaman.
Hey, they're the best. CBD American Shaman, everything's on the label, tells you exactly what's inside that bottle. Do not get it at your convenience store or gas station. Go to a CBD American Shaman store. And if you do it on Wednesdays, okay, Timmy and I, 6 to 7 every Wednesday, and then whenever Seren or somebody else at the station has a remote there, whenever it is on like that, it is 30% off every store metro-wide, not just the stores that we're in. but every store. So if you want to wait until Wednesday nights, or you want to wait until you hear Seren Petro on a live remote from one of the stores, that's great. But load up tonight, 6 to 7, every Wednesday night, 6 to 7, when Tim and I are on, 30% off everything in the store.
Plus, you get to listen to Crunch Time.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank Bohl and Tim Grunhardt on CBD American Shaman. Blue Springs Botanicals at 1412 South 7 Highway in Blue Springs, 64014. You still have about, half hour to get out here. Come on in. Remember, every Wednesday night when we're at a store, it's 30% off every store in the metro, not just the one we're at. So we are here in Blue Springs, but wherever the CBD American Shamans are in your neighborhood, all the products are 30% off. Like to get you up to date here and a little bit of news. Patrick Mahomes was a full participant at practice today. That means he took part in every phase of the practice, including team, 7-on-7, whatever else they do out there. He was a full participant. That does not mean he took every snap, but he certainly got a majority of things out there to see how he's feeling. Does that mean he will start on Sunday against Tennessee? Not exactly. What they'll find out now after he did all this today, they'll bring him back in tomorrow morning and find out how he feels, how his knee feels, how his ankle feels, and then they'll determine where they go from there. But here was Andy Reid today on the quarterback situation for the Chiefs.
With Patrick, he's done a little bit of stuff at practice the last couple of weeks. It's fair to say you're going to push him a little bit more, kind of stress it out, see where he is this week?
Yeah, we're going to see with a little bit more and just see how he works, you know, and how he handles it. And then we'll go from there. You know, Rick and his crew have done a good job of monitoring. Patrick's been honest with him and shot him straight. He obviously wants to play. I mean, that's him. He's wanted to do that since 20 minutes after it happened. So we just got to see, not only today when he works, but how he wakes up with it in the morning. So I just think it's, you know, it's day to day. We'll get both guys ready to go, and we'll like we did last week, and we'll take it from there. See how it all works.
And what has Rick and his staff kind of told you what they need to see to say that he's good to go, because you kind of leave it up to them. So what are they?
Yeah, well, the doctors, yeah, you know, they're involved. We've had experts look at it, so we're not the experts. I'm not the expert for sure, and so now it's a matter of just going through and doing it. That's what it's it's been increases work level, see how he handles it, and that's where we're at. And so we'll monitor it. Rick will. And we'll just see how he does. I mean, there's just there's no answer right now for it. And that's what's real. And we go with it. So.
Henny's up now, just to confirm. It'll be Matt, if not Pat. Is that
correct? Yeah, it'll be Matt.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Now Henny's available too. So, well, we got a good situation there because I have a lot of trust in Henny. Likewise. So it's that's a good. Good situation.
How important, Andy, is the 3-week mark in terms of Patrick's injury not being re-injured?
Yeah, so they put time. I don't know who puts all the times on it, but you keep checking it and rechecking it and talking with the kid. And there's a whole communication process that goes on with it. Everybody heals different, and we're not going to put him out there unless he's safe to do it, you know. And so, but he's got to work. He's got to go through this work level and see and keep increasing it and see how he does. You know, that's where we're at.
Andy, how much different do you feel about Matt after he's played the last couple of weeks? Just going from what you might have thought about him to what you now have seen.
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job. I know he's tougher than shoe leather, right? He's battled back, sore, but he's tough, and he keeps firing. He does it on time. He trusts his guys. My hat goes off to him. I mean, just like you guys feel. I mean, I feel the same way. Just to come from where he was to what he's doing now is a tribute to the kid. And listen, Mike Kafka spent a lot of time with him. EB spent a lot of time. Those guys have work to teach him. And so it's a tribute to those guys too.
When you, I know we asked you this when it first happened, but when you bring a guy in who hasn't played in a year and a half, what is it you felt you knew about him that made you think you could just scrape the rust off?
Yeah, so if I, he was coaching, so he's throwing with his guys and doing that. I mean, he wasn't out of shape. He kept himself in shape. As much shape as you can keep yourself in without playing in the NFL. So he was in decent shape. So, but it came down, you knew this, but it came down to those two, both he and Chad. So we had to bring one guy in. We went with Chad, and then, Matt was still out there and available. So we went right to him when Chad got hurt. So.
You stick with three the rest of the way. I know injuries can affect how you handle the roster.
And I can't. I don't know that. I kind of let that. Brett does all that, and I'm just. You get so caught up in just getting ready, and we're playing a good team, so we're that's where our focus is right now, and whoever's going is going, and we roll with it. And then Brett does a good job. I got full trust in him to do all that other stuff.
Two missed games for Frank Clark with
a
neck injury. How much do you anticipate him being able to do this?
He's getting better. So we'll see. He's another one that'll do some stuff, and we'll just see how he does. Larry will do some stuff. We'll see how he does, but these are those injuries. They're not season ending, but you got to see where they're at, and, we'll just see how it rolls. Fuller's been going. It's just, he's got that thing on his hand, so it's tough for him to catch in that. But he's getting better. It's healing and getting better. He's been out working, though. He's been doing that. He can. Fish, not practicing today. Yeah. So, yeah.
He came back, Fisher came back to practice a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've sat him down since then. Was there a setback or what happened with him?
Yeah, just it bothered him. And so, So the doctor recommended that you rest him here for a bit, and that happens with that injury. So it's not unusual, and he'll get back. I mean, it's not a season-ending thing. He's just working.
Yeah. So there's Andy Reid today talking not just about the quarterbacks, but also about some of the other injured players. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes, full participant this afternoon. Frank Clark, who we talked about there. And Larry was LDT, of course, and then Kendall Fuller. They were all limited. And Eric Fisher and Okafor, both, neither one of them practiced today. Now, you heard Sorens one-on-one with Matt Moore and on his status and how he's feeling these days. And here he was as he met the assembled media today out at Arrowhead.
Hey, Matt, what's allowed Andy to have success, his teams to have success, his offense to have success with players other than the starter at quarterback historically? What is it that creates that offense?
Yeah, I think just he puts together a really good game plan. I think everybody understands their job. They execute at a high level. There's a lot of conversation during the week between him and the quarterback on what he's thinking. And so I just think, who's ever back there has a really good idea of what coach wants. And there's no questions. You go in feeling really good. So I think that's a big part of it.
Matt, I'm sorry if you've been asked this before when you first got signed, but can you tell, where exactly were you when you got the call that Chiefs were interested in you? And you told your agent, what was that communication process like for you to know that you still had a chance to go back and you wanted to go back to play?
Yeah, I just got a phone call. I mean, I got out of the blue. I got a phone call and thought about it quickly and made that decision. There was no plan. There was no, we weren't doing anything to find a job, if you will. It just kind of happened.
Have you called?
Veach called first and then Coach Reid.
Man, I know we've mentioned this before, the circumstances of no OTA training camp, mm-hmm. preseason games, and get sort of your body ready. Because of your experience, what have you taken from that you can apply to keep your body as fresh as possible?
Yeah.
Playing in the middle of the season, understanding guys are trying to be physical.
Yeah. And then obviously, you do a lot of training in OTAs and training camp, which I didn't have. So I think instantly when I got here, I kind of got into that mode a little bit. And then especially when you start playing, the recovery is crucial. So that's been big, just trying to feel as good as you can every day. So it's an everyday thing. And the people we have here do a really good job of making sure you're in the shape you need to be in and feel the best you can.
Is there one trick you took from Carolina or Miami that you can apply here?
I don't know. I mean, in season, it's a different beast. You know what I mean? So I think you just go out and practice hard. I mean, that's going to probably be the best thing for you. Just practice as game-like as you can. I mean, there's no secret other than doing whatever you can do to feel your best.
Now, have they talked at all about what will happen when Patrick comes back?
No. We are kind of in the same pattern we've been in the past couple of weeks. We're day to day and moving forward similar to last week. So practice wise, you know, again, take advantage of the reps that you get and just kind of go that way.
Matt, have you played with a receiver in your career that's quite got the combination of skills that Tyreek does?
Man, he's a unique guy. You know, there's not many guys out there like him. I've played with some good ones, but he's different, you know, and to have him, to know he can track down any ball and use his speed and his talents to get open the way he does, it's a nice feeling knowing you got him out there.
Matt, you might have addressed this Sunday, but on the 3rd and 4 that set up the game-winning field goal, mm-hmm. you connected with Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through with what adjustments were made at the line.
Yeah, I mean, not many. We had a really good play call on, and if anything, Tyreek, I think, just kind of sped up his route a little bit. He was aware. It was a blitz. He was aware and kind of quickened it up, and, you know, it was a good target, and we hit him, and he did the rest. So nothing special, just good execution there.
And how much of that just comes from you knowing him a little bit too, I mean, at this stage after a few games?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, early on you get to watch and you try and pick up as much as you can about these guys, some of their style of play, how they play. And so I had that benefit of just watching for a little bit. But and then obviously being with them the past couple of weeks, you get to know quickly because they can benefit you as a quarterback. So I had anticipated that he was going to recognize that and quicken it up. And it's exactly what he did. And it was a big play for us.
When watching yourself back, were you impressed with that you were able to address some of the things that you noticed that first week, what you were able to do? You had noted that.
Yeah, there were some things that we corrected, and then, you know, you go back and watch, and now there's a handful of things that you got to correct again, you know what I mean? It's a never-ending battle that way. I think you're striving to get better every day. But, yeah, we cleaned up some things, and obviously each game poses different issues, challenges, things to correct, so... Again, every day we're adjusting and adapting, trying to get better.
And that is Matt Moore as he met the assembled media. You heard the one-on-one with Swim Petro. Does a good job with all that on his show, the program in the afternoon from 2 to 6. And he has him every Wednesday. And that was Matt Moore talking about his status. He's just, hey, it's day-to-day. He knows what's up. He knows that Patrick Mahomes is ready to go, that he's going to go to the bench. I think he's just earned himself a lot of money, though, because somebody is going to want Matt Moore. Either Chiefs going to want to keep him, or somebody's going to want to use him for their starting quarterback as well. Greatest thing was Andy Reid when he talked about Matt Moore, saying, hey, that guy's tougher than shoe leather. So we'll just call him old shoe leather from now on. And he has been – he's done everything this team could possibly ask of him to do and has just done just a terrific job. Once again, Patrick Mahomes, full participant today. That does not mean he will play on Sunday. It does not mean he won't play on Sunday. Right now, I think everybody's leaning toward the fact that he may be back for Sunday's football game against the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. We'll just have to see how that works. Limited today, Frank Clark, LDT, and Kendall Fuller. They were limited, but they were out at practice. That's always good news. Eric Fisher and Okafor both did not practice today, so it doesn't look good for Fisher being back in that lineup. So we'll still have a bit of a makeshift offensive line against Tennessee. They're not bad on defense. They're only so-so on offense. You just hope the Chiefs do not have a situation where they have a big letdown after playing two really good football games, one a loss against the Green Bay Packers and one to win against the Minnesota Vikings. They were big-time games. They're going to be feeling pretty good about themselves, and we'll just have to see how it works out in Tennessee. Tim and I will be back to talk a little bit more about the quarterback situation when we come back after this on Crunch Time.
Kansas City's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time right here at CBD American Shaman in Blue Springs. Beautiful Blue Springs. And used to live right over here. Copper the Horse and I would have some fun times right down 7 Highway, not too far from here, over there in beautiful Lee Summit.
We'll talk about the hose, or are we just going to leave it out of it, okay? No, we can't.
I'll tell you what, though.
Hey, if we'd had CBD back then, we'd have fed him CBD. He'd have been fine.
You would have been fine. He'd have been laid back. He wouldn't be doing some of this stuff that he was doing. Yeah, that's right, guys. We're here at CBD America Shaman in Blue Springs. Pop on in, 30% off. We got some T-shirts. I've got all kinds of stuff for you here to hold you over until the big game coming up on Sunday in Nashville. Frank, you going to the game?
I am not.
Have you ever been to Nashville?
Yes, I have.
Great place.
Yep, I've been with the Chiefs, as a matter of fact. Oh, it's awesome. Great
Nashville.
Yeah.
Youngest daughter is contemplating living in Nashville.
She's
a nurse. She can go wherever the hell she wants.
Sure she can.
So she loves, she goes, Dad, I went to Nashville. That's my kind of town. I'm like, all right, I'll come visit you. Maybe I'll buy a little condo there and hang out with you. What do you think?
God, you're would a she like that? Parents? No,
I know.
Hell no.
She like that?
Let her alone.
Hey, Cassie, what you doing tonight? All right.
Remember, you have to be over for Sunday dinner.
That's right. All right, guys. So let's talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs as we're in our final segment. We heard some sound from.
You've been holding the subject all the time. Right. Start talking about the quarterback, will you?
Patrick Mahomes. I say you hold him out one more week. And I'll tell you why. I want to make sure this thing is 100%. I don't think if the Chiefs. First of all, I think the Chiefs can win this game without Patrick Mahomes playing. I think Matt Moore's playing enough right now to beat Tennessee. Tennessee's a good football player. I mean, they got a good running back. They got a very average quarterback.
They're okay.
I think if they go into this game, if you compare the quarterbacks, I would say, believe it or not, the Chiefs have the advantage over Tannehill. I mean, you know, listen, I just would give them the advantage the way that Andy Reid has handled him and, you know, let him – kind of, you know, pulled the reins back at times and let the reins go at times. That, you know, that Matt Moore, I think, is a better quarterback at this point of the season and this point going into this game than Tannehill is. So I would hold him back one more game and then just evaluate, you know, if, you know, do they have one more game before the bye week after this or the bye
week?
Yeah,
they have the Chargers.
So they have the Chargers. You know what? Let's hold him back for a divisional game. I'll say, yeah, we'll go ahead and play him against the Chargers. And then if he's sore and he's banged up a little bit, you have a week or two to let him rest. So if it's up to me, I don't think this is going to happen, guys. I think you're going to see Patrick Mahomes on the field. And when he runs on that field, I'll be cheering just as loud as everybody else. But if it was up to me and I was a head coach, I would say, listen, I'm looking at this matchup, and I'm looking at the way this defense is playing right now, and I'm looking at the quarterback they have, and I think that Matt Moore and this defense and this Kansas City Chiefs team right now is better than the Tennessee Titans, even in Nashville, and we don't need Patrick Mahomes to put anything on the line in this game. So I'd sit him out. What do you think?
Here's my biggest fear, okay? Like we've talked about, you know, Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. All of a sudden, they're coming back. They've had really two really tough games back-to-back.
Right.
Physically taxing. Okay, both were at home. That's great. Yeah. Now you're going to go on the road. You're going to go to Tennessee. My problem is I think there's going to be a letdown here. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
That's a really good point.
And the thing that will really keep her from a letdown is if number 15 runs out with you when they announce who the offensive starter is.
That's why he is the godfather of sports. He has just changed my mind. Jeez. Officially.
Yeah.
I've officially changed my mind. Frank Bull is right here, and I'm with him. I say play Patrick Mahomes because exactly what you said. Go ahead and go further. But I don't know if you can get me more excited.
No, I understand that. But, again, I'm on your side with this too. If you say he is at a point of recovery where we won't be able to get him any better than he is now, okay, then you got to figure out where he is physically. We know where he is mentally. We know he wants to play. Where is he physically? You know, can he handle this out on the field? And, you know, going play in, play out, whatever. I know he's quarterback, and you think, well, that's not that tough a position, but he's got to be physically ready to go, too.
Yeah.
And just, you know, go for not just his injuries, just all around, because you are looking at a 15-year tenure with this guy at quarterback. You're talking about making him the highest paid player in the NFL basically at this point. So you want to make sure you err on the side of caution and do that. My only problem is then if you hold him till next week, like say, okay, I think we can do this or whatever, we're going to send Matt Moore out there and we're going to hold him for one more week. You get out of Mexico City, play on that god-awful field they were supposed to play on last year. I know the NFL has been on the field.
That's another good point.
And is trying is trying to get it up to specs. But again, they play soccer on their field.
You are so good. I mean, seriously, you've changed my mind completely. You know, usually I'm pulling your leg, but you're right. I mean, you know what? My points stunk compared to yours.
So here's the deal. Then if you can wait these 2 weeks, you got a 2-game lead anyway.
Yeah.
Wait these 2 weeks. Then you have another week off because you have bye week.
Yep.
And then you come back and you start up your last games. You're going to go Raiders at the Patriots. So you want them to have at least one game for the Raiders. So you got the Raiders game.
For the Patriots.
And the Raiders are getting better.
Yep.
Derek Carr's getting better. Right. Then you got the Patriots who are the Patriots.
Right.
Then you got the Broncos at home. You go to the Bears who now look like they're absolutely awful. Okay,
right.
Don't worry about that. And then you have the Chargers at home in the last game of the season.
Let me get this straight. First of all, I agree with what you said about the letdown. I didn't think about it that way. But if Patrick Mahomes doesn't go in there and play, I wonder if there will be a letdown because they're on the road at two really emotional games. And I think they were playing a lot for Patrick Mahomes, and the defense has played inspired because they won.
Well, they're playing a lot just to stay in a race.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree with that. I kind of think you're right. If Patrick Mahomes goes in there will not be a drop-off. But I also like what you just said, too, that, all right, if you're not going to play him this week and then not play him next week against the Chargers. But I like the idea because you don't know what that field's going to be like. You don't know. I mean, we're hoping, and the NFL, I know, is checking it. But, listen, it's different. It's not here. I'm sorry. It's just not our stuff. So there could be some holes. There could be some crappy, slippery spots.
Sod comes apart.
Something comes apart, man. You know, I don't want to take a chance.
You're not talking about a wrist injury or shoulder injury. You're talking about lower body injuries. You're talking about a knee and an ankle.
So I guess what you're saying is that go ahead and play him, and then we'll go from there, and hopefully the NFL is straightening out the field. But if they don't play him this week, then don't play him until after the bye week.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him until after the bye week. Here's the deal. They win this week. Let's say they have these last two games here. These are both AFC teams. So say you go 1-1, whatever it ends up. Okay, now I know losing the Chargers means a lot more because it's the division team. You go 1-1, you'll then be 7-4, right?
The Chargers one more time.
7-4. Yeah, I don't worry about that. Yeah, 7-4, and then you've got 5 games left after that. Okay, and you can easily win all. You could win all 5 of those. You'll probably be favored in 4 of the 5. You probably won't be favored at New England, depending on what New England does between now and then. And then if you can win 4 of those 5, you end up 11-5 for the season. You're in pretty good shape. You're going to make the playoffs. You're probably not going to win home field advantage anyway.
Yeah, not.
But
you'll have a bye.
And you'll have a bye.
Right, so and you probably have the first one at home, and then you go on the road to play the second one. Then you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then everything's what should
it's
have
okay.
been. Everything's good.
And your quarterback's upright.
Everything's
great. That's the only thing that matters.
And Frank, you and I will be down there wearing our Chief stuff.
That's right.
Showing some CBD
products. CBD American Shaman on Radio Row, baby.
That's right. We'll be hanging out. And I'm like, gosh, remember the last time we went to the Super Bowl together?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I know. I think we were in Jacksonville, maybe. I can't remember. All right, Frank. Well, let's get a prediction.
Sure.
I guess I'll start. It's hard to make this prediction because you're not quite sure who the quarterback's going to be. I do think probably going to be Patrick Mahomes. I think the Chiefs, if Patrick Mahomes plays, I think they play really good offensively. In fact, I was going to start him on my DraftKings because he's just that kind of guy that all of a sudden
you got to wait to find out if he's even going to play.
I know. So I'm going to say the Chiefs 28-17. They win. On the road, if it's Matt Moore, it's 24-17. They win the game.
Okay, so if it's Mahomes, it's
28-17.
Okay.
If it'll be 24-17.
Yeah. If it's Matt Moore, it's going to be more like 24-21.
Yeah.
I do think they have a bit of a letdown here. Just physically, mentally and physically, after playing those two teams they just played. It's tough, and you're going on the road, play a team on their home turf, and that makes it tougher. It's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to be a little bit of rust, not much. You know, he's still Patrick Mahomes, still has the greatest weapons around. I'll go 31-21.
All right.
Chris Patrick Mahomes.
So all right, that's good stuff.
But we both think the Chiefs are going to win no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, I think
happens,
they're going to win. All right, Frank, good stuff. We will be back next week at another CBD America Shaman.
Come visit
place
us
here in Kansas City. Remember, 30% off anytime during this show, 30% off anytime during Seren's show. And, you know, pop in and try some product. Frankie boy, it's been a pleasure.
Always.
I guess we should probably wrap it up as I hear our boss man in the background saying, hey, let's wrap this thing up. But listen, the Kansas City Chiefs, very entertaining,
mm-hmm.
very entertaining game. And let's hope it's another entertaining game this week and everybody stays healthy.
You've been listening to
Crunch Time.
The official broadcast partner of your AFC West champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Sports Radio 810 WHB.